camp meetings, their object, and how to conduct them. Praise meetings. In our camp meeting services, there should be singing and instrumental music. Musical instruments were used in religious services in ancient times. The worshippers praised God upon the harp and cymbal, and music should have its place in our services. It will add to the interest. And every day, a praise meeting should be held, a simple service of thanksgiving to God. There would be much more power in our camp meetings if we had a true sense of the goodness, mercy, and long-suffering of God, and if more praise flowed forth from our lips to the honor and glory of His name. We need to cultivate more fervor of soul. The Lord says, "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me." It is Satan's work to talk of that which concerns himself, and he is delighted to have human beings talk of his power, of his working through the children of men. Through indulgence in such conversation, the mind becomes gloomy and sour and disagreeable. We may become channels of communication for Satan, through which flow words that bring no sunshine to any heart. But let us decide that this shall not be. Let us determine not to be channels through which Satan communicates gloomy, disagreeable thoughts. Let our words be not a savor of death unto death, but of life unto life. In the words we speak to the people, and in the prayers we offer, God desires us to give unmistakable evidence that we have spiritual life. We do not enjoy the fullness of blessing which the Lord has prepared for us because we do not ask in faith. If we would exercise faith in the word of the living God, we would have the richest blessing. We dishonor God by our lack of faith, therefore we cannot impart life to others by bearing a living, uplifting testimony. We cannot give what we do not possess. If we will only walk humbly with God, if we will work in the Spirit of Christ, none of us will carry heavy burdens. We shall lay them upon the great burden bearer. Then we may expect triumphs in the presence of God, in the communion of His love. From the beginning to the end, every camp meeting may be a love feast, because God's presence is with us. All heaven is interested in our salvation. The angels of God, thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000, are commissioned to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. They guard us against evil and press back the powers of darkness that are seeking our destruction. Have we not reason to be thankful every moment? Thankful even when there are apparent difficulties in our pathway? The Lord Himself is our helper. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in His love. He will joy over thee with singing. This is the testimony the Lord desires us to bear to the world. His praise should continually be in our hearts and upon our lips. Such a testimony will have an influence upon others. As we seek to turn men from their errors, we must show them that we have something better. When Jesus talked with the Samaritan woman, He did not reprove her for coming to draw from Jacob's well, but He presented something of far greater value. In comparison with Jacob's well, He presented the fountain of living waters. "If thou knewest the gift of God," He said, "and who it is that saith unto thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of Him, and He would have given thee living water. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up unto everlasting life." The church needs the fresh, living experience of members who have habitual communion with God. Dry, stale testimonies and prayers, without the manifestation of Christ in them, are no help to the people. If everyone who claims to be a child of God were filled with faith and light and life, what a wonderful witness would be given to those who come to hear the truth. And how many souls might be won to Christ?